One team that's competing not only every night, but also for a playoff spot after finishing last year with the second worst record in the NHL. The Florida Panthers find themselves 2 points out of playoff contention. George Richards joins us once again from Miami. George, it's been a while since the Panthers have been a competitive team like this late in the year. And I guess I want to start first of all with Aaron Ekblad. I know there was reports that he was going to be a good defense, but I'm not sure anybody thought he could be this much of a difference maker through the first half of the season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, everybody was, he was the top player in that draft last year, and there was so much talk about whether Florida would trade the pick and try and get something for it, and Dale just was, he was adamant that he had to get something better than what he was getting in Aaron Ekblad. I think Dale saw the potential, but I think he's surprised with how well he's played. I mean, Eric Ekblad's already set the Panthers franchise record for rookie defensemen with assists. We're not even at Christmas yet. He's great on both ends of the ice. He's been strong defensively. He's been great offensively. He's got a terrific shot. We've said it time and time again. I mean, he doesn't look like an 18-year-old player, much less an 18-year-old defenseman. How tough it is for defensemen to learn that game, that defensive game at the NHL level. And he's come in from the get-go and has been terrific for him, and they couldn't be happier with him.
Has he been paired up with one specific guy all season?
Well, that's the one thing the Panthers have been lucky with. They haven't had really any injuries. Dmitry Kulikov is the only guy that's missed some time. He missed a little bit of time, like 3 or 4 games. And that's when they switched. Ekblad's been with Brian Campbell since the opening night in Tampa. When Dmitry went down, he was switched off and went back to go with Willie Mitchell. But as soon as Dmitry was back in the lineup, he went back with Brian Campbell, and they've been a pretty nice pairing.
Okay. And Brian Campbell, you know what? It seems whoever plays with him in Florida the last few years, his numbers look very good. Now, no one's produced as much offense as Aaron Ekblad has, and I think it's maybe safe to say that potential-wise, he's the best partner that Campbell's had in his time in Florida. But what is it about Campbell's game that kind of insulates whoever plays with him?
I don't know, but I tell you what, you look at Jason Garrison, the year he had in 2011 and 12. The last time the Panthers made the playoffs, he was paired with Brian Campbell and put up career numbers, ended up turning that into a pretty nice little contract with Vancouver. So there is a little bit of precedence that the guys play pretty well with Brian Campbell. He's a pass first guy. Brian Campbell's got a great pass. He's responsible defensively. And he allows his partner to do a little bit more, and he's allowed Aaron Ekblad to play with a little more confidence and pinch up and play up and be able to do a little more offensively. Not to mention, like I said, he's got that shot that just seems to find the net. He's got a heavy shot that gets through, and he's complimented Brian Campbell's game, but I don't think you can discount how much Brian Campbell's meant to Aaron Ekblad and his development so far.
Yeah, it's nice when you have veterans insulating guys and helping them play well. It doesn't necessarily make them more talented, but it does make the game a little easier. Not to mention the guy behind Ekblad, I'm assuming, makes everybody's life a lot easier. Just talk about, Luongo back in Florida now compared to the first time he was there.
Yeah, I think Roberto's been terrific, and you talk about the Panthers MVP so far, it's Roberto number one and probably Roberto 2, 3, and 4. He's been terrific for him. He keeps him in every game. This is a low-scoring team. They don't create a whole lot off of goals. They do create quite a bit of offensive chances. They just don't, the puck doesn't seem to find the net. They were all over the Penguins on Saturday night and only got one through. And that's kind of been their season. It's not that they're not getting chances. They spend a lot of time in the opponent's zone. They just don't score a lot of goals, and they've been in a ton of one goal games, and Roberto Luongo's been the difference. I think that's why some people thought that the Panthers would be improved this year and challenge for a playoff spot, was because they had Roberto in net from the start. I think that was, you know, last year you look at the Panthers' struggles, a lot of it had to do with goaltending. By the time Roberto got here in March, it was too late to salvage anything. But this time around, you know, they've been a different team with him in net.
George Richards joining us from Miami. Now, George, as good as the defense and goaltending's been, obviously offense is a big concern in Florida. And is there any way it can change this season, or is it just something they're going to have to hope that their young guys develop, or maybe they bring someone in that can score?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're 30 games into the year. I mean, they are what they are. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to jump out and all of a sudden start putting up big numbers. They've got some players with potential. I mean, you look at Nick Bjugstad. You know, big center, and he's been putting up some points. They've got some guys that have scored in the past, but haven't this year. Thomas Fleischmann, for one. You know, I think that this is just the style of game they play, and they're comfortable doing it. They don't get blown out very often. When they do, a lot of that blame is, you know, the goalies just weren't very good, and, you know, that happens. You know, one out of every 10, 12 games, there's a stinker in there, and but for the rest of the time, you know, they're pretty strong, and they're in every game and very competitive and fun to watch, which they haven't been in some time. I mean, it's not just winning and losing. I mean, if you can be exciting and lose some games, you know, that's okay, I guess. But they're exciting, and they're winning every once in a while. The one thing they need to do now is to start, you know, putting some wins together, get a little streaky. They haven't won more than two games in a row this year, and they've only done that three times. So they're a team that seems to alternate wins and losses, and at one point, if they're going to be serious about this thing, they need to start winning some games, 3, 4, 5 in a row, and pick up some points.
George, a few guys from around here. I want to focus on Scotty Upshaw from Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. I know they're actually retiring as his junior number when they come through Edmonton. He was out for almost a month, came back. I know he has 2 points in his last three games, including a goal, but only played about 10 minutes a night. Is he still not up to pace as far as conditioning and such, or is he a guy who's really going to have to battle to try to get some ice time?
He's going to have to battle to get his ice time. I think there's so many guys. The Panthers are healthy right now. They're carrying 23 guys, and they're sitting some pretty good players these days. You know, tonight it's going to be Fleischmann and Brad Boyes on the bench. That way Jimmy Hayes can get in, and Vincent Trocheck can get in, and Brandon Peary can get in. And, you know, there's a lot of competition, you know, for playing time on this team right now. And I think Scotty's looked great since he's come back. I think he's been impactful, and you know, playing his style, which is a very, you know, he's a gritty guy. It's kind of a pest of a player. And I think he's looked good since he's returned. I've got no problems with the way Scotty Upshaw's played since he came back. He got crushed up against the boards, hurt his knee, hurt his ankle, and was out for about 3 weeks. But he's looked good since he's come back.
Dave Bolin played 4 games at the start of the year, had no points, got injured, was out for almost 2 months. Now he's been back. I noticed he's got 2 points in the last 5 games. He obviously was a major big-ticket signing in the offseason for Florida. Where's his game at? And I know he's never going to put up the offensive numbers. Is he doing other things to make the signing look good?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, and that's the thing. I mean, nobody ever said that this guy was a 30-goal scorer or anything like that, even though he's being paid that kind of money. And I think that's something that's going to follow him around. I don't think it bothers him. Obviously, he's got the bank account to go with it. So I don't think he really cares what other people say. But, no, he's been great for the Panthers since his return. He missed 2 months. He had that groin injury that he suffered in the fourth game of the year and then missed 2 months. But since he's been back, yeah, he's been good. He was, you know, he was an agitator the other night in Pittsburgh and, you know, does a lot of things, kills a lot, you know, great penalty killer, great on the defensive end of the ice. You know, Dale Talon loves his style of play, and that's why Dale Talon got into a bidding war with Toronto for him. He thought that he was the kind of player that would help out this Panther team. And another guy that kind of flew under the radar on July 1 was Derek McKenzie. He's a guy they brought in to anchor the fourth line, and he's played in a similar fashion.
George Richards joins us. George, one quick last one for you. You know, the Panthers realistic chances now that we're nearing the halfway point of the season? You've seen the other teams. You mentioned they can't get on a winning streak. So are they going to improve but ultimately miss the playoffs and finish 10th or 11th in your mind? Or do you think they have what it takes to stay in the top eight?
I think they'll stay around in that neighborhood. I said that at the beginning. I want to see this team fighting for a playoff spot in March. I don't think that this is a team that's going to build up some kind of lead or anything like that. They're going to be one of these teams that's going to be fighting in that big scrum in the middle of the Eastern Conference. If they were in the West, I would say no, they're not a playoff team. But in the East, I think they can be. And again, as long as Roberto Luongo stays healthy and keeps up his play, and Al Montoya comes in when he's called and does his job, this is a team that's going to compete. And I think once we're in March, I think they're going to be in the mix.
George, always good to catch up with you, man. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy the break.
I will. Thanks. You too.